This is Scott Becker. Thank you for listening to the Becker Business and Private Equity Podcast this morning. This briefly describes six or seven of the issues that we're following right now. First is New York raised taxes to the highest level in the nation in terms of their income taxes and local taxes. Business leaders say that the increase in taxes is going to drive business out of New York. That remains to be seen. The New York legislature was somewhat emboldened by the fact that last year, tax revenues were not nearly as bad as they were predicted to be. So that sort of led to New York City being emboldened on raising taxes on the high earners. The second interesting part about the New York story is that several companies, several large, you know, private equity financial companies, Icahn Enterprises, Moelis, Blackstone, Silver Lake, Elliott Management, have all already made plans to move part or all of their offices, their headquarters, out of New York. And this is a big hit to the state of New York and the city of New York. What happens is the repercussions that won't be seen for some time, and then these companies will have to decide how much they actually have to stay in New York because of talent issues, because the talent in New York is still magnificent. So fascinating sort of balance of issues, but there are already several companies moving headquarters partly or out of New York. The third issue, which is tied to this, is bond agencies over the last few months have downgraded New York City, quite a bit, downgraded their credit. So Fitch moved it to AA- from AA. Similarly, Moody's and S&P also downgraded New York over the last several months. So those are sort of three stories that will impact the financial services and private equity area. The next story we're following today is Credit Suisse and the Archegos debacle, David Wong family office. Again, remember, David Wong lost $8 to $10 billion, but his firm as a whole lost about $30 billion, which about $20 billion was lost by lenders. Credit Suisse is either the largest or amongst the largest losers in this and lost $4.7 billion reportedly. Two other stories that we're following today. Jobless claims rose to 744,000 this past week. That led to yields on treasuries falling a little bit as they respond to each other with less optimism about the economy, the more treasury yields fall a little bit. Economists think that the real trajectory is very positive and very good, and so that this will recover quickly. The other thing that was noted is that the job picture is harder to measure because there's so many states and federal unemployment benefits going on that it might lessen incentive for people to go get jobs they don't need to have if they're getting paid as well as they do in poor-paying jobs through unemployment. The last issue that we're following, and we'll talk about a couple of the podcast guests we had recently on the Private Equity Podcast. The last issue that we're following is Amazon is leading against the union vote in the effort to unionize one of its business units in Alabama. Amazon has 950,000 employees in the U.S. and a lot more overseas. People are watching this closely because it could trigger a wave of union organizations throughout Amazon. So far, Amazon in this Alabama town is doing very well and winning the vote. The votes end today. Two of the notes I'll make. We had two magnificent guests in our private equity podcast yesterday. First is Chris Walsh. And Chris is fascinating because he's the founder of Marijuana Business Daily. And he's had tremendous success in it. It's the leading publication in the cannabis industry. He talked a lot about how they delayed taking in outside funding, which let them do a couple different things, let them really understand their business and really make sure they were revenue, profit positive, income positive as they expanded to different areas. And so the business really took off. And they didn't just throw money at things. They're very careful and smart. So they thought it was a real advantage to them not taking outside funding early. And a fascinating story of success by Chris Walsh and his team. The other person we talked to is Jim Roth, was a commercial banker, but, you know, of course, over the years now, works with private equity funds a heck of a lot more, and private debt funds a heck of a lot more, you know, and talked about sort of the differences in the world today in terms of particularly lending to small and middle market family businesses, 2 to 20 million in EBITDA. Now, at one time, that was really the domain of commercial bankers. Now that domain is really shared and cooperatively and competitively with private equity funds, you know, also talked about how sometimes the relationship with the private equity fund may be a little more transactional in nature than just a partnership in nature, and sometimes, you know, it can be more commoditized. But in any event, great thoughts from both Chris Walsh of Marijuana Business Daily and Jim Rolfe, the brilliant commercial banker. Thank you for listening to the Becker Private Equity Podcast.